Languages through music. Languages through music. Languages through music. Languages through music.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Languages Through Music podcast. And I am so excited today to welcome someone I consider to be Eritrea's Oprah, although she may protest. Mary Magdalene, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, but hey, Oprah. Oprah is everything.
Come on,
hey,
Eritrea's Oprah is just the beginning. Businesswoman, philanthropist, entrepreneur, media like mogul, running the Mary Show, millions of hits on Desta TV, just recently nominated for the National Diversity Awards for being a positive role model in the category of race, faith, religion. I could go on and on, but we only have a short time for this podcast. So, if Mary, if you disagree with me, how would you present yourself?
By the way, guys, I paid her, so... You know where this is coming from. Thank you, honestly. Honestly, I'm so happy to be here with you, by the way. Super, super excited. And more excited because I know I have mentioned this to you, but your dad is one of the people that prophesied over our childhood. Mm. And I am here because of that prophecy. Okay, so it's an honor and privilege to be here and just talking to you. So, I mean,
Alona. Here with my Akologzai sister. I'm sure if we talked a bit longer, we'd find some relative, some connection.
100%. And now that I have got my this is kind of generational family tree. We might be related, girl.
Yeah, I'm going to find my family tree. We're gonna find this connection.
I mean, I can't deny, because how can you have a typewriter and I have a typewriter in my house?
You know, exactly. And that's just the beginning. That's just our first interview. And it's a major honor for me to be interviewing the mother of interviews. How many interviews do you think you've carried out?
Okay, thanks for doing this. Okay, thanks for putting me on the spot. I'm a banker, but I don't really count my interviews. Okay. But I would say roughly
hundreds,
125 or so more.
Amazing.
I've been privileged, honestly.
Well, it's a privilege to have you here today. And you know, I think also because you do so many different things, I really wanted to get your take on languages and music and how that connects for you, because you're a communicator. In everything that you do, you're communicating. And you do it in Tigrinya, in English. Do you speak other languages as well?
I do. So I speak Amharic. I've learned it when I came to the UK, by the way. So... I speak a little bit Italian, mm-hmm, and Arabic.
Amazing.
But I'm super, super fluent in Tigrinya.
Absolutely. I dream for my Tigrinya to be fluent like yours one day. That would be so great. What is your earliest music memory?
Wow. You know what? You just mentioned about communication and how amazing communication is, right, as a tool, but we really give and receive in life through music, right? Mm. And the first communication that I remember through music is from my mother. Mm. Right, like mothers play music for and sing to their children, as you know, in the womb. I mean, the minute, you know, they start talking to us, even if it's normal talk, they start humming, especially Eritrean mothers, you know. Mm. They, you know, they're humming while they're doing stuff. So that's what music means for me in terms of communication. The first thing mm-hmm. that my mother communicated to me as a child was through music, you know?
Lullabies, teaching, sure. Mm-hmm. Do you know what your first word was?
Oh my goodness. I'm laughing at my mom. But it's definitely dad. I mean, that is her first name, Grace. My mom would get upset. So every time I used to call back home when my dad was alive, I'll call my dad, right? And then I'll mm-hmm. sit there and my mom would be like, oh, I mean, you know, thank God she called you. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the opportunity to speaking to her at any chance. So I mean, I think it should be dad.
Oh, that's so sweet. Do you have, who are your favorite artists in Tigrinya? Either of all time, you know, people that you've loved listening to since childhood, or maybe who you're listening to now?
Oh, Lord.
even a top three.
I need to still interview artists in Eritrea, okay?
Yeah, of course. But I've seen you interview musicians on your show, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, I mean, any Eritrean, the ultimate ones is like Abraham Afwerki and Yaman Abara, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they gotta be the ultimate one, and especially Yaman Abara, because he advocates for fairness, he advocates for justice, he's very nationalist, mm-hmm. His music and lyrics have lived through centuries, for over 60 years. Mm-hmm. And people, young people, even like 12 to 13 years old, they still vibe and hum to his music because the message resonates with every generation. And that's super rare. So Yaman Abara, nothing tops up like Yaman Abara on my charts, but then Abraham Afwerki also, because he advocates for love, harmony, and the way he described his love songs and the way he described women, he describes the love of a country, the love of a mother, love of community, and that music and the way they, you know, kind of put their message across, you know, at times when times were not convenient for them to, you know, declare the love they have for their country at that time, because Eritrea was not an independent country, especially for Yaman Abara, right? Mm-hmm. So this is why I love them, and this is the people I jam with most of the time.
Yeah, I think it's really one of the reasons I love using music in language teaching too, because when people are learning, it's not just the language, but especially with artists like Abraham Afwerki and Yaman Abara, it's history, it's poetry, it's, you know, a geography lesson, it's a lesson in culture, it's a lesson in so much more than just the communication. So those are definitely two giants of all giants. What are any words in Tigrinya that you tend to use the most? What are any sayings or expressions that you use a lot?
Don't say that. Anedo. And I got this from my mom, right? Yeah. Gualdebasaido.
Gualdebasaido. That's so cute.
I didn't say this because my mom said this. Ana gualdebasaido. So when I don't use it on my daily database, but when I'm talking to mom and I want to make her smile, I say that, like, Ana gualdebasaido. And she's like, all right, okay, I hear you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think really when I'm with my family, especially in DC, where I have a lot of family, there are just words that you hear all the time, or even sounds, like even just the sound, but like, I just love that. Whenever I hear that, I just feel like,
yeah, yeah. I like that.
What? Yeah, it says so much.
It sums up everything for you, huh?
Yeah. and just how you can change the tone, like angry or entertained, amused. So funny.
It's lovely, actually. Boah.
Yeah, boah. It's boah. One of my friends, one of my little cousins in DC. She, you know, half the family lived in Addis and half lived in Asmara, and so she made up a little song, and it went Nde Mbwa, Nde Mbwa.
Oh,
it was so cute.
That's very creative.
It was, yeah, very creative, using these kind of two multi-purpose sounds in Amharinya and Tigrinya, and she was only like 7.
Wow.
Belula, so wow. Funny. So when you were a kid, which languages were you speaking at home, speaking at school, optionally learning at school? You said you learned Amharic when you got to the UK. So yeah. What was your experience with language classes, language teachers?
Wow. Of course, having born and raised in the capital city, it was Tigrinya.
Mm-hmm.
I opened my mouth with my mother language, which is Tigrinya.
Well, Asmara.
Yes, called Asmara. Asmarino. Asmarino. Yeah, and so that was mainly it until I get to 6th grade, where we had to learn English as a second language, right, at school. Mm-hmm. And after that, I was learning Arabic as extra class, and I was learning Italian as an extra class. So mm-hmm. in evening. And I love language, right? Like, I mean, as you mentioned, I'm a communicator, and I believe, and language plays a vital role on expressing yourself, whether it be the way you are speaking, the way you are talking, or the way you put your words across. I mean, a culture or a community is as rich as its language.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And how diverse or multi-dimensional that language is, you know, like mm-hmm. people say the Hebrew language is the most richest language, because you can describe one thing in over 20 different characteristics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after that is, of course, other languages, but even our Ge'ez, you know, yeah. like mm-hmm. we are so proud and very, very, you know, articulate in our mother language because of the authenticity of our language and how indigenous it is to us.
And having the script, especially.
Yes, having the script to us. And that's the main reason why whenever we travel and we go to like the diaspora, we find it so hard to let go of our culture, our music, the way we dress. It's because it's encrypted, you know, it's encrypted in our blood. Mm-hmm. And the reason why it has resonated for quite so long is because of the culture, the richness on it. So, which is Ge'ez, which is mm-hmm. Tigrinya. And then already the other languages kind of follow around that. But yeah, I opened my mouth with Tigrinya, if that answers your question.
Yeah, more than answers my question. More. I think it's beautiful. Yeah, a culture and community being as rich as its language, and that definitely being encrypted in the blood. I remember anywhere we lived, somehow my dad would find injera, like within days of us being there, whether it was in the Caribbean or West Africa, or he would just find the community, you know, before internet and before mobile phones, wherever, because we moved around a lot when I grew up, and he just would find the Eritrean community within minutes in any country. Wow. So
it's barbarism, doctorism, okay?
Away. So, did music ever help you learn any of these languages?
Yes, of course.
100%. Which, any in particular, any songs or artists in particular?
Okay, so I have basically completed my language course in Amharic in the UK, but initially how I started learning, oh my God, how I actually started learning Amharic was from back home. So my cousins, you know, remember the Ethiopian war in 1997 and people mm-hmm. Amicha were coming to Eritrea.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I first started, because talking in Amharic with my cousins, because they didn't know how to speak in Tigrinya and I didn't know how to speak in Amharic. So what yeah. we had to do was like, I had to just find a way of communicating with them.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, because in Eritrea, we were trying so hard for them to learn Tigrinya, because that's what they wanted to do so badly in order for them to, you know, integrate with the community, sure. right? But a friend of mine had this book, right? And it was not, oh my goodness, so the books, some of the pages were missing. It was kind mm-hmm. of an old book, but it had Amharic on it. And I was studying it every, like, at break time, I would study. This is me, like, third grade, okay? And I was just trying to learn Amharic from the book. But then you can't really go far. So what helped me was the music, you know, Aster Awaka mm-hmm. music, you know, Ephraim Tamar music. It was super easy. So when you listen to it, you ask people, oh my God, what does he mean when he say, Fikrenyaye? You know what I mean?
Yeah. The most Amharinya I picked up was from music as well. Mahmoud Ahmed, Tamrat Desta.
Oh my goodness, he was my ultimate. Okay, Tamrat Desta.
Hakimenish Medanite.
What's so funny? I'm born again Christian, right? So my family are born again Christian, and growing up, music as in like cult, like circular music was kind of like, oh, listen, mesmer, right?
Yeah.
I never felt he was a circular music because of the message. Do you know what I mean? It's about him describing the way he loved the woman, him trying. And yeah, and my mom was like, okay, you banned from this house.
You and Tamrat Desta are banned from this house.
Yes. Both of us on the same day. But that's the power of music, though.
Yeah, I think he even mentions Adam and Eve in that song.
Yes. I can really get away with that song, right?
Yeah. He's great. He's such a tune, my goodness.
I love Tamrat Desta.
Me too. Yes. You know, I was amazed when I went to, last time I went to Addis, I visited the Holy Trinity Church, and they have, you know, the graves of a lot of the Tilahun Gesese, Tamrat Desta, a lot of the famous singers. And the graves are amazing. Like, they have, you know, carvings of the instruments. They have life-size statues of the artist with microphones, with music notes. It's just incredible.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah.
I might have to visit.
Yeah. Sense. It's really the perfect resting place for incredible artists.
Oh.
When you travel, which I guess hasn't been so much in the past year like everybody else, do you find it easy to pick up, you know, the basics in other languages?
Yeah, because I'm a type of person, like, I would go to the market and know how to buy water regardless. Whether it's me trying to, like, put my, like, language signs, you know, like, move my hands and stuff. Mm. Or try to ask people, right? Say, how do I know how to say thank you? And how do I know, like, what do I say when I want to say you're beautiful or you're gorgeous? Because nobody would really hate to be called beautiful or gorgeous, let's be honest.
I never thought about that, but that is a really great thing to learn. First,
really? Kunjo. But you're a traveler as well, so that would really come to you second nature.
I love, you know, picking up, you know, please, thank you, hi, how are you? But I never thought of learning to say, you know, how important it is to say you're beautiful. And that's true, because everybody's happy to hear that.
Yes, and you can flirt with both the girls and the guys equally. Not in a bad way, but, like, do you know what I mean? Like, in a positive way. Yeah.
Konjo, yeni konjo.
Yeah, see?
That's Fantastic. Well, I really hope that we're able to travel again soon and see each other in person soon.
I cannot wait.
That would be so nice. Is there music that you listen to that you don't understand the lyrics of, but you love the language, you love the sound of it, like salsa or Brazilian music or South African music? Are there different styles that appeal to you even though you don't speak the language?
Look, I am guilty of French music. I have no idea what the heaven that I am. Aya Nakamura. I don't know what the heaven this woman is saying, but I'll be singing her song 24/7. What have I done to her?
Yeah, she's great.
Oh my God. Do you know any message that she say?
I don't know her songs that well. I think one of them is about how some guy is always flirting with her best looking friends.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to take a better listen, but I'm going to send you the French Through Music ebook. And okay. I think there's an Aya Nakamura song on there too. So I will send you some French tunes.
I mean, please do. I love it. And Afro music.
Any in particular?
Every single of them.
No.
I don't even know what Davido is saying.
Yeah.
To that guy.
Yeah. It's great.
So yeah, Afrobeat is big on my list these days, like super big. And of course Spanish and then French. Like I said, I don't even know what the heaven the lady is saying.
If you were to learn a new language now, would French be the first on your list?
Nowadays, yes.
What I want to know one day is how you organize your time, because you do more than 99.9% of people I know.
Oh my goodness. Are we
doing
that?
No, I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm just saying one day when we're having a coffee somewhere in the world, I'm going to ask you the secrets of how you manage your time, because it's very inspiring, especially for, I mean, I've spent this whole lockdown, you know, taking language classes and teaching, and if I had your time management skills, I might speak like 50 languages.
Oh my Jesus. Oh my God. Now I need to do my homework and complete one extra language by next year. Okay.
No, you are running a multi-million hit TV show, a TV station, and your own talk show and a beauty startup and Bella Lounge.
Yes.
You are a superwoman, Mary, for real. So thank you so much for making time for talking.
Big time, sister.
This evening.
Anytime, honestly.
And how long can people keep voting for you for the National Diversity Awards?
Oh my goodness. It's until the 4th of July.
Hey.
4th of June. And oh my God, can I say this?
You can say anything.
People in the community, people, my friends, people like you. I was surprised within 3 days, almost over 300 people have already voted.
Of course.
And I'm like, really? And it's and you know what was, I almost like was just, I was crying, no. But happy tears, because yeah, the message they were writing for the reason why they were nominating me, I never realized, because when I started it, I just said, you know what, even if one person could change his or her life after watching Desta interview, right, that's a win-win for me, let alone like 5 million people for years down the line. But it was a humble beginning, because I never had someone telling me, Mary, go here, do this, don't do that, don't talk to this. You know what I mean? at that time. So what I was trying to do was just really bring in the good out of people, so that other people, they don't feel left out, they don't feel they don't matter anymore because they're refugees, or they don't feel because they don't feel valued because of their skin tone. They don't feel valued because they speak different language, or their accent was not, you know, traditionally good enough for the caliber of people within the community, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, I am so humbled, so grateful. So yeah, the voting is still open until 4th of June, and they'll be telling us about the final nominees around July time.
Amazing. Well, you deserve it. You really built up a really inspiring, inclusive, warm empire through your communications, you know, through your over 100 interviews. I mean, millions and millions of people have felt seen or heard, or like they had a space, you know, in the media, in your shows, in the world. So I'm really, really honored to be able to talk to a master communicator and connector, because that's really what inspires me with Language History Music, is being able to help people communicate and connect languages with music and cultures and people. And you are people I majorly admire, Mary. So, بتعمي يعني اللي حفتي, really, for everything you're doing and for making time to chat this evening. Thank you so much.
The pleasure is all mine and all back at you. Honestly,
and when I see you in person, I'm gonna make sure you have all the copies of my dad's books too. I'm so glad that he inspired you.
Yes, and then if you don't mind, please, before we leave, can I just play your dad's lyrics for one more time? Because is that okay?
Of course,
please. Of course. I have it here. I'm gonna play it.
Of course,
it's honestly. When he was saying Alona, Alona, right? He was, you know what I mean? He was giving the community hope and the, you know, belief on the next generation when there's nothing to see around.
Yeah. You know? For those, anybody listening who doesn't know Alona, Alona is we have in Tigrinya. And the poem is like a list of all the wonderful things that Eritrea has.
Yes. And yes, so Dr. Rosam Haile, we love you. Wherever you are, just know that we appreciate that.
No, thank you so much, Mary.
Yes, and I'm going to play that. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
So
deep. I mean, if you think, I mean, honestly, because he's talking about justice, he's talking about leadership, he's talking about community, he's talking about love, he's talking about hope and faith on the next generation, and which is us, right? Allah Naino and Alona.
Alona, it's us, and we're here together
Yes.
And it's such an honor, Mary. Thank you so much. It's so nice. What a way to flip the interview, to play his voice. Whoa, my heart. Thank you.
Yeah. I know. Just, like in our culture, this is what I want us to do forever. We need to give credit to whom credit is owed.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the people that have been pioneers in believing on the next generation when mm-hmm. other people are working so hard to degrade and dismantle that confidence on this generation.
Definitely.
I'll just leave it at that.
And you are well on your way to building a legacy that is going to last for many, many generations.
Amen, amen, in the name of Jesus.
Many generations. Amen. Mary, I love you. Thank you so much.
I love you and I wish you all the best. Thank you so much. It's a privilege and honor to meet you because you're a daughter of my superhero.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Mary. I'm gonna cry.
Be proud.
I am proud. I am.
Be proud. And I love you so much. And I can't wait to see you soon.
Me too. Lots of love, Mary. See you in London very, very soon.
Yes. God bless you.
God bless.
Amen. Thank you. Oh my goodness. Okay, are we prophesizing on my award now?
Yes, well, I'm telling you now that you're going to win the National Diversity Awards. It's a fact.
And then I'm going to, if I won it, I promise I'll be humming on the stage, no shame.
We'll all be there, lilling for you.
Languages to music.